from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The chair of the Mountjoy Farmers Market says the two best things to ever happen to it is to be given the land beside the river for it and the construction of the pavilion there. Rock Wissell says fundraising is underway to build another identical pavilion.
If we could double the building another 100 feet by 3,000 square feet, would be nice to continue to support the vendors that come out to the market and have even more people underneath the pavilion.
The weekly market for this year began on Saturday and ends at Thanksgiving. Wissell hopes to start building the new pavilion the following weekend. The good kind of lightning has struck twice for Sean Adams. He calls it the luck of the Irish. The retired medical lab tech from Temiskaming Shores has won the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation's monthly 50-50 draw for the second time. This time, Adams is sharing just over $116,000 with his mom, Leah Adams. His previous win was in March 2024, when the jackpot was $138,000. A meeting between Prime Minister Mark Carney and Canada's 13 provincial and territorial premiers is underway in Saskatoon. Each premier has a list of five infrastructure projects they'd like to see get going as soon as possible. Carney asked for the list last month, promising to fast-track some of them under legislation he plans to introduce in Parliament. Ontario Premier Doug Ford, who currently chairs the Premier's Conference, says one idea he believes Carney will select will be pipelines, since we can't rely on the U.S. as our primary energy market any longer. That would be good news for Alberta Premier Danielle Smith. More now from our weekly local history feature and the amalgamation of Matagami Heights with the town of Timmins. As Karen Bachman told us earlier, the town site was established along the river in 1911. In 1921, residents wanted to join the town because they couldn't afford things like outdoor lighting and road maintenance.
By the end of 1922, they had had a referendum in town. They had had many discussions at the Old Empire Theater, lots of public input. And the province finally said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. So that was the first bit of amalgamating that the city did.
Similar things awaited Rochester Township and Moneta in the 30s and 40s. Next week, talk begins about taking in Mountjoy, Tisdale, and Whitney townships.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.